Adaptation is the new movie from the creators of Being John Malkovich, the quirky device that propelled that 1999 work, a portal into the actor's brain, led movie critic Kenneth Turan to expect something unusual from Adaptation, and he was not disappointed.
Adaptation is difficult to describe, but easy to enjoy. This is the boldest, the most inventive Hollywood movie of the year, a film that has the nerve and the sense of fun to start with a character plaintively asking, "Do I have an original thought in my head?"
"I'm pathetic, because I have no idea how to write, because I can't make flowers fascinating, because I suck."
Screenwriter Charlie Kaufman is stuck. He can't get past the first few pages of his adaptation of Susan Orlean's best-selling book, The Orchid Thief. As you may have heard, that's what happened to real-life screenwriter Charlie Kaufman. So instead of finishing a strict adaptation, he wrote about his struggle and called it Adaptation.
"I've written myself into my screenplay. That's kind of weird, huh? It's self-indulgent. It's narcissistic. It's solipsistic. It's pathetic. I'm pathetic. I'm fat and pathetic." "I'm sure you had good reasons, Charles. You're an artist."
The real Charlie Kaufman has taken people from his own experience, like his agent, the studio executive who hired him, screenwriting guru Robert McKee, even author Orlean, played by Meryl Streep, and turned them into half-fictional creatures of his imagination. And that imagination has created a dazzlingly funny movie that's also a wonderful essay on the creative process, on why and how writers write, and the outlandish places passion and inspiration make their home.
"I finished my script. I'm done. So would you show it to your agent? It's called The Three. Thanks. I also want to thank you for your idea. It was very helpful. I changed it a little. Now the killer cuts off body pieces and makes his victims eat them. It's kind of like Caroline has this great tattoo of a snake swallowing its own tail." "And
Ouroboros.
I don't know what that means. A snake. It's called Ouroboros."
Watching Charlie and his twin brother Donald, both played by Nicolas Cage, being overwhelmed by their problems is only half the fun. The other half is the adaptation of The Orchid Thief that introduces us to the life and times of toothless yet charismatic John LaRoche, the plant pilferer of the book's title, played by Chris Cooper.
"Every one of these flowers has a specific relationship with the insect that pollinates it.
There's a certain orchid that looks exactly like a certain insect, so the insect is drawn to this flower. It's double, it's soulmate, and wants nothing more than to make love to it. After the insect flies off, spots another soulmate flower and makes love to it, thus pollinating it. And neither the flower nor the insect will ever understand the significance of their lovemaking."
What's most impressive about Adaptation is how it moves from one plot to the next without completely confusing you. It counts on viewers having seen enough films to pick up on what it's doing and make the illusion-reality-illusion leaps that are the heart of its appeal. Adaptation gently mocks the notion that writing should have something new as its goal. But that's exactly what screenwriter Charlie Kaufman and director Spike Jonze have accomplished here. There may be, as Susan Orlean's book informs, 30,000 varieties of orchids in the world. But in the universe of film, new ideas are truly rare. And there's never been an adaptation quite like Adaptation.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, who reviews movies for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition.